Deep in the heart of Appalachia, guys set out on a quest to create the greatest podcast.
Sorry, dude. I thought we agreed on the correct pronunciation of Appalachia.
No, dude. We've talked about this. We've talked about this over and over and over. It's pronounced Appalachia.
Listen, freaking angels and the women got together. That's how we got Bigfoot. That's how we got vampires. That's why we got all of this stuff.
These ancient Appalachian mountains that are literally older than bones. There's old entities here. When you start finding out more about them, they start finding out more about you.
Good Lord, sir. This goose has gone rabid. You think you're just going to run up with your little sword on the king of the goose squad?
Listen, the old entities of Middle Appalachia are unexplainable. They are eerie.
Breach.
And they are one of these things that will keep us, the hill folks, and the people who live in the area, constantly searching for answers. That they probably will never, ever find. And this is why we love Appalachian Intelligence.
Hello, Hill Folk, and welcome back to another episode of Appalachian Intelligence. With us tonight is, well, us, me and Lance.
Just us.
Just us.
Justin's still stuck in the portal somewhere.
By the way, when I said Appalachian Intelligence when we recorded with the Cryptids of the Corn, Justin, somebody left a comment on YouTube that said, Ryan, say it right.
He did say it right. Whoever that person on YouTube is, he is saying it the right way. You need to get over yourself.
They tell me to pronounce it the correct way. So I thought I would tell you that tonight. I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah. Welcome back, guys. Lance and I are going to chop it up with you tonight. We got some interesting things to talk about. We're having a discussion right before the record. I was like, dude, we got to record. This is it. We got to talk about this.
There's some interesting things happening around my area, that's for sure.
Yeah. And we're hoping it's going to lead to good things. Or not.
Who knows?
Is an increase in UFO activity a bad thing? I guess it
depends on what side of the fence you're on.
I guess it depends on whose ass the probe is in, you know?
I got the Vaseline jar. I went to Costco. I went to Sam's Club and got the big tub. I just keep the lid open. I'm going to put the lid back on. It's easy access whenever I need it.
I'm just going to lather up every day just in case. I'll just walk faster, I guess.
Just have to actually open it and throw the lid away. Just leaving it open.
Always prepared.
Hey, you want to say? Stay ready. Ain't got to get ready.
I didn't learn nothing in the Boy Scouts, by God. That's... Yeah, man. You got all kinds of crazy stuff happening. We all know about the secret squirrel building beside your place, but you were telling me before we came on that they're going to build another one, but there's a catch to it.
Yeah, so now I'm giving you, I'm not real smart, right? We all know that. And this is just stuff that, like, these press releases that I've read, and there's not a ton of information out right now. I'm sure. Like, there's definitely something going on. There's tons and tons of construction going on around my house. So we've talked about the secret squirrel building over there. It is a data center. That's what they label it as. That's all the people in the local area. We know it as a data center. They house information for companies, governments, entities have their information there too. Big jets come in in the middle of the night, and they're gone the next morning. And like, people have, still, again, giving you just a little bit of hearsay, but people that are high-ranking people kind of roll down here just to kind of see the operation. the fence in it like goes like 4 feet down to the ground. Like it's an impenetrable fortress pretty much. And there's just a lot of just weird kind of things that kind of happen around it. And it's real super, it's super secret, right? Which in little small towns that we live in, there's not much super secret that goes on. So, and like, if you ask people, like everybody kind of just knows that it's there, knows it's the data center, but doesn't really know like exactly what it's there for, and why it's here and all kinds of different things. I know that they have like 8 or 10 like trailers, tractor trailer trailers that are hooked up to the back of it. That on the, in the case of a breach, you push a button and all of the information dumps on those tractor trailers and they just take off.
Oh my gosh. And I bet it, you don't know which tractor trailer gets the information.
I'm sure not. Absolutely not. I mean, it is heavily, it's not heavily not guarded like people with guns, but it is heavily surveillanced.
Oh yeah. Surveilled. Yeah,
surveilled. Like you walk up close on the sidewalk around it. Like there's the guards coming out on his side by side and driving around, just kind of see what's going on. So apparently, just down the road from it, by down the road, I mean like less than 1,000 yards. They have completely removed a hillside. It's going on right now. And they are supposedly, and this again, this is from the press release and a few things I've read, people I've talked to, are building another data center up here beside of it. They have created a road pretty much out of the mountain, go up on an old strip job that looks like it's a 4-lane. It's how big it is. It's pretty impressive what they've done over the last month here. And there's apparently supposed to be building another data center up there. And there is, and this is going to sound crazy. I mean, this is going to sound absolutely crazy. Just thinking about me saying this sounds absolutely crazy. They are supposed to be building a small or medium nuclear power plant as well. Yeah, nuclear power plant. That's supposed to be going up there too. Now, I don't know if the nuclear power plant is to power the data center. I don't know. I don't know anything. I'm still digging and trying to find more information about it. But there are now people with yard signs. There have been billboards up around the area that say, don't nuke Southwest Virginia. There's a Facebook group that's kind of trying to, I guess, protest it, I guess, or whatever, and not get it to happen. The same thing happened about 15 years ago down in St. Paul when Old Dominion built that huge power plant down there.
Yes.
The same type of thing happened. A lot of people were against that because they were trees and stuff they were going to take down and just the environmental because of the coal plant. The power plant, I guess, burning coal, but it's got natural gas and a little bit of everything in it. But it's kind of the same situation in which there's a small group of people who don't want that to happen, which happens everywhere. I'm not saying that they are right or wrong. That doesn't, you know, politics aside.
It's a beautiful thing. Everybody's entitled to have their own opinion.
Exactly, that's right. There is a push for don't nuke Southwest Virginia that is there. And I'm seeing more and more stuff pop up of it just in town, even like some people have yard signs and stuff up. But apparently there's, from what I can understand, and again, I may be totally wrong on this, but everything I have read, like they're putting a nuclear power plant. I don't know if that's a nuclear. I would assume it's a nuclear reactor, right? And that's how they make the power from those things.
That's a lot of data. That's a lot of data they need to collect. That's two data centers with a nuclear power plant.
Yeah, and the reservoir, the Wise Reservoir, is right across the road from it.
Cooling source.
Which would be a way to cool it. They are definitely putting a pretty good size water line in right down the road. I might have to stop. It's, you know, I've had to alter my leave time for work in the morning because they're up early and they're working on that. So it's interesting. You know, we're in the middle of nowhere. Wise is in the middle of nowhere, right? I mean, it is. It's small town USA in the rural area of the Appalachian Mountains, and there's going to be apparently a nuclear power plant here.
Compared to where I'm at, it's pretty populated.
Sure, right. But in the grand scheme of things.
In the grand scheme of drive to any other city in this, you know, in this state, and it's bigger than where you're at. That's
so I don't I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah.
And like I was telling Ryan, I don't know the logistics of everything, but I feel like, I mean, this is literally, I mean, from, if you straight line from my back porch, like it's not, it may be half a mile. So I don't know the logistics of how close you can, there's a lot of houses around and people, like there's baseball fields, like little league baseball fields up there and a Christian school, and there's a Sox building up here that people work. You know, there's several hundred people work there. The social services is up here. So I don't know exactly what all that entails. I'll continue to find more information. As I get more information, I will tell you all. But this is definitely going on. I personally think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that Will Smith shows up at my house in the black suit and tries to flash. I mean, that's what I'm looking for.
You've been seeing too much, Lance.
Not too much going on over here.
Too
yeah.
much. And you and guys along, keep talking about it.
Along with, yeah, just keep putting it out there on the internet for everybody to hear. And along with that as well, I'm going to tell one story that I've heard the same story from three or four different people. Unrelated people that have seen the same thing in different places. Okay. And we have talked extensively about my wife's UFO watching here and how she has become more and more. She just sees them all the time and always asking about them. And she's 100% thinks it's all government, which is fine. It's her opinion. And I'm not so sure. I don't disagree with her either.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. But this is the story that goes. So it happened about the same time over the last 3 or 4 weeks, right at dusk. You know, the time has changed now. It's a little bit lighter outside. So around 8 o'clock right now is kind of when it's dusky around here, 7:30, 8 o'clock. And the story goes that one lady was out and was going to feed her dogs outside. And this would have been in the town over, the town called Pound, which is not very far away. Was out going to feed her dogs and sit down. It was a nice evening. We've had some nice evenings here as of late. She sat down on her back porch in a rocker while the dogs were eating, and we just kind of just sitting there watching them and just enjoying the weather. And looked up and saw an airplane flying over. That's a chemtrail behind, just typical airplane like you would see. And then she said that something behind the airplane caught her eye. She said, matter of fact, she could even hear the jet flying. But as she was watching it, something behind the jet caught her eye. And she described it as flying in the same trajectory as the jet, almost like it was following it, but that it was a circle. So it was a sphere. And it was a silver sphere that was leaving no chemtrail and had no lights flashing on it. So that's why she could identify it being different than the jet that she was watching. And she kept looking at it because she wasn't really sure what it was. And she said to the point where she was almost kind of like mesmerized by watching. So she watched it she said she didn't really know for how long that it was, but as it progressed in the same trajectory in the same direction as a plane, that it began to change colors and to change shape. So it changed from a sphere to more of like a triangle-ish, blockish looking flying object that turned from silver to absolute black. And that it all of a sudden, and in her words, she described, did not speed up through the sky. It flew beyond the sky and disappeared.
So like straight up?
Yes.
Oh, dang.
Like it just like got smaller and disappeared as it went away.
So.
And I've heard that same story from three or four different people.
So here's something really nuts. Okay. Just the other night, I was outside with Ashley around about the same time. It's just getting dark. You know, it's what, like 8:30 now. It's starting to get darker, you know, or dark. It's just about before that, about that time. It's right at dark, but not completely dark. And I can't remember what I was doing or if I was talking to somebody. And Ashley's like, holy crap, did you see that? was like, what? She goes, there was something, there was a plane, but there was something above it. And I was like, no, I didn't see that. And then I completely forgot about it until you just told that story. And I'm like, holy crap. Yeah. Actually, just seeing the same thing.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And I've seen there's an uptick in things flying that don't look like jets around. I mean, Haley comes home, I mean, a couple times a week. And says, I saw another one. And the lady, back to the story, the lady said that because Haley was one of Haley's coworkers, and she started kind of asking her some questions about it. And she said, did you feel like time stood still while you were watching it? And she's like, oh, yeah, I didn't know how much time passed. She's like, I was just kind of like, staring at it.
Holy crap. She's going to keep messing around and get abducted. Hey, Lee.
I don't know, man. I don't know. She has gone from completely against all these, that type of thing, to now she's like, this message to me all the time asking me, like, hey, what is this conspiracy about this? Like, what is this? What do you know about the eclipse? What conspiracies do you know about the eclipse? What conspiracies do you know about these chemtrails behind these planes? And getting deep into it.
I tell you what, here's what I plan on doing. I'm just gonna see what happens. I've got my plans in place just in case, you know.
Yeah, it's, you know, me, I think it's cool. Like it's neat that these things are going on and we're able to see these things.
Yes.
And they're probably awesome. And again, they've probably always been there. We're just more aware of them than we usually are.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's, and again, that same story I have been told 3 or 4 times in the last month. I mean, it's got to be something.
And you know,
that many people don't see it and have the same description of it. Right? That's my thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Something for people to have, you know, see a whatever, right? See something that they can't identify that looks like a plane, right? Usually they all have a different description of what goes on. You know, it was round. It was triangle. It was there. It wasn't. It went up. It went down. It, whatever the case may be, right? There's always different iterations of the story. These have all been the same story. Different unrelated people who don't, you know, don't know each other, or know each other, but wouldn't have talked about that to each other.
Yeah. No, I actually never said anything about how it disappears. She just went,
she said she watched it, and her phrasing was, it didn't fly, like didn't go, like it flew beyond the sky.
Flew beyond the sky.
She tells me it just like Star Wars is gone. Yeah.
It makes you wonder if it was a one of those aeroplankton. Justin, I mean, talk about it. They could change color. Not just that, but bioluminescence.
I mean, it would make sense that it would turn black because of it being so close to nighttime.
Yeah.
And if it was, you know, kind of transparent, that it would just kind of take on the color of whatever's, you know, the area that around its environment. So it just kind of looks, it's translucent. So it just looks black because it's moving out of the sunlight, right? I mean, behind a mountain or whatever, but. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of wild that is a thing that's happening now.
I don't know.
I'm the person, and then I'm the person that they're telling it to because I know I have a podcast.
Yeah, and I don't know if Justin's the guy to talk to about that. You know, from Cryptids of the Corn, the aeroplankton. I don't know if any of them can move like that. You know, I was just throwing that out there with the shape change and the color change and. It being up in the sky, you know, it could be our aeroplankton friends. But which we know exists, the aeroplankton. Like, I don't know if the manta rays and all that exists. So I have to ask Justin. I believe he'd say yes.
I think he would definitely say yes.
Right. He'd say that dinosaurs existed too.
Well, and, you know, he can't bat 1,000 all the time.
Can't bat 1,000. That's, you know. Oh man. But yeah, dude, we with that nuclear power plant coming in, that should really amp up.
That's kind of what I was thinking, right? Like, it just seems that, like, somebody made a statement today, they're turning that place into Area 51 out there. Yeah, maybe they are.
Yeah. So, and also good news is if shit goes bad, there's this new moss or algae or something growing in Chernobyl, and it's already brought the levels down like 30%. Like, it's eating the radioactive stuff. Dude, I'm telling you, mushrooms rule this world. It's some kind of fungus. Let's figure out how to eat radioactive material to get rid of it. And now, like, plants and shit are regrowing in places. It's nuts. This world we live in is amazing. We have right here in our own backyard, we have so much to explore, dude. I'll just keep talking. So, yeah. Anywho, we might see an uptick in the Bigfoot sightings. And we might get dogmen and wendigos and all that shit now. Data center. You know what it sounds like to me? Is they're oh my gosh, they're going to build a transporter.
Yeah.
From this building to that building.
Yeah, it's possible.
Nuclear powered. You know, it's going to take a lot of energy. You gotta have the power to get that DeLorean up to what, 88 miles an hour, 86 miles an hour.
I mean, never in my lifetime would I thought that here in Southwest Virginia that we'd be talking about them building a nuclear power plant.
No. Not around.
It makes sense.
Not in coal country.
It makes sense. Like, we have all kinds of reclaimed strip jobs. There's land aplenty. Not many people. Cheap probably to build as far as taxes and the permits and things you'd have to get. Like, we're hurting around here for jobs.
Yeah.
It makes sense that you would do that, but then you just never thought that it would actually. And again, I want to put this out there as a, you know, I'm not 100%, like, I'm not saying this is 100% going to happen. Like, I've seen, you know, whatever the trucks rolling in with the nuclear reactor. I haven't seen that, but everything that you read, and I can see the work being done, like, it seems like that's what's going on.
So you have, in fact, not seen the flux capacitor?
I have not.
Okay. Yeah.
What if they're putting a hadron collider?
Dude, seriously. That's what I was sitting there wondering. I was before you told me about those 12-inch pipes they're putting in for the water, I was sitting there thinking, if you didn't see them lay any pipe from that reservoir over to it, it means there's already a tunnel. And what are they going to do with that tunnel? They're going to collide stuff.
Here you go. I pulled the, here's the press release right here. 7 sites are studied for potential locations for a small modular reactor in Southwest Virginia. You rolled in. So it talks about all the different places that's possible. One is in a Wise County town. That's my town.
Mm-hmm.
All possible properties identified for sites for a small modular nuclear reactor or an SMR. SMRs are smaller, simpler versions of traditional nuclear reactors that produce about a third of the power produced by the big reactors. They can be built in a factory and shipped to a site. And with the road they're making, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Saves construction time, reduces the risk, and it's cheaper than constructing a larger reactor.
It sounds like
no SMRs have yet to be built in the United States. although one SMR design has been approved by the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
So just like I said before we hopped on here, you guys could be the test dummies for this.
So these sites were chosen to be the predominant sites that are going to be developed. Strong possibility that all seven sites, none of them would be utilized. But if it was kind of to say, okay, here's some example sites, how do they stack up against a feasibility study? Several small environmental groups have raised concerns about some of the sites, particularly those near towns or close to homes. Hey, that'd be mine. But the biggest complaint has been so far is that, here you go, the biggest complaint so far is that the public is being left out of the process.
Oh, they're not getting the share of the nuclear power.
Let's click on the site.
Or is it they're not getting a say in whether that gets put in or not? Because I would imagine if that's government and that's their land, right, they're going to do whatever they want right there.
Exactly. My microphone keeps going out, Ryan.
Is that what's happening to you?
Yeah, so you'll probably catch me on the computer now, so it doesn't sound as good. But I'll try to read this here. The one site that I'm talking about here by the house has 76 acres of available land, a total of 400 acres. We already have the Wise Solar project here, which is up there now. That the feasibility study does say the site is close to population centers, single family homes. That's me. Businesses, a school, shopping center must be carefully considered during the site. So I don't know. They are doing some serious work for them to just like them not to pick the site. You know what I'm saying? Like there is some serious work going on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get people's hang up, dude. These are probably the same people that protest coal too. And then you're bringing in nuclear power.
So like, I'm telling you, like, if they are just simply preparing the area in case they want one, they are sinking a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just nothing essentially.
Yeah.
Here's the thing too, a couple of the other sites that are close, right? There's one Red Onion site over in Dickinson County by the prison up there. They're not doing any work over there like they're doing here. There's another project down in Norton. They're building a building on. They have cleared a bunch of land for it too. So it's a possibility to go down there. It'll be right beside all the Walmart is down there. So I don't know. They're doing a ton of work up here for it to just be a potential site, I guess.
Holy crap. Yeah. I'm actually excited to see how that works. I guess we need to do more work into it before I form an opinion on it, but it seems like this will be a good thing.
I'm personally, as a local property owner who have planted my roots here and like bought a house and have land and work here, I don't see how it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't see the downside of it yet.
Because if it melts down, like something's going to kill me or I'm going to live forever. I mean,
it melts down. Good news. You're probably not going to feel it.
Exactly.
We're going to be hurting over this way, but you guys won't be.
So I don't know.
But yeah, that's
what's going on over here in my neck of the woods.
Well, dude, we besides Ashley seeing that, whatever it was above that plane the other day, and then when we were on our way to Grundy the other day. I haven't seen it again since, but there were two white flat. I won't say Tic Tacs. They weren't really Tic Tacs. They were more like, it was like I was seeing a, could have been a triangle shape. I don't know. I was seeing the side of it, but there were two and they were paralleling each other straight and they were white. They looked white and just went behind this ridge line as we were going. And then I kept looking everywhere. I never seen them again. But yeah, dude, this is so I can't confirm what those were. It was a good distance away.
Speaking of things flying in the sky, what are your thoughts on all this craziness that's going around and conspiracy and all the preparations that government agencies are making for this eclipse that's going to happen in a couple weeks?
Man, there's so many theories that I like out there. If you catch did you catch the tinfoil hat episode with Chris Knowles?
Not yet, no.
Dude, what a great episode. And I think it was him that was talking about like the changing of the guard type of deal. Like this could be like within the next month, I'm pretty sure is what he said. He expected Biden to go down. Like as far as not like health wise, well, yeah, like mental health wise, like, oh, he can't do this anymore, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of people they're talking about putting in there, like Gavin Newsom and all this, but that's the political side. So then you got the theological side of it. And I'm pretty, was it you that sent us that devil's comment? Yeah, that's supposed to be in the background, right? According to what I was reading on there. So you should be able to see the devil's comment. And I think this, I don't know what it has to do with the price of rice in China, but it's going to be over 13 towns named Nineveh.
There's a town in Virginia named Nineveh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude. I'm pretty sure there was a Nineveh in Pennsylvania where I lived in Prosperity. Nineveh was just down the road. But, I mean, there's Ninevehs everywhere. And just because this is going to be like on the path or whatever, it's supposed to be something. I don't know. I don't understand them. But apparently this has been in the, so now one guy broke it down. I watched a video. Not sure if he's a pastor or what he is. But this dude broke it down saying a 2,000-year-old prophecy. Was it Jesus that said, and as in the days of Noah or Jonah? Jonah.
Days of Noah.
Days of Noah?
Yes.
I thought it was Jonah because this eclipse is going to happen also under the constellation of the whale.
Yeah, I don't remember. I can look real quick, but I don't remember anywhere in scripture where Jesus said in the days of Jonah.
I always thought it was Noah too. But this guy broke it down. Maybe it wasn't that Jesus said it. I can't remember. But because sometimes on nights we don't record, I take edibles because, you know, I don't have to function. And I just watch these videos and I'm like, oh, I should write that down. And I never do.
Let's see. anywhere where he's always talking about the days of Noah kind of being kind of like,
yeah,
the bad times, obviously, how things are going. But I don't remember him ever saying anything about Jonah.
No. Well, somehow this guy was
Jonah was Nineveh was saved, obviously, from the wrath of God because of Jonah. The whole story of Jonah getting eaten, you know, belly of the fish. He was supposed to go to Nineveh, get into repentance. Jonah didn't want to go. He gets eaten by the fish for 3 days. Then after 3 days, he goes to Nineveh, and then they repent. Then God saves them. You know, he doesn't destroy them. And later on in Scripture, they kind of like turn back to their evil ways, and it eventually gets destroyed because of their evil ways. But
yeah, wasn't Jonah the one that had the dust? Was he the one that it was the dust of your feet of that? Don't cast your pearls amongst swine, or dust your feet of that town.
Yeah, something to that effect.
But yeah, dude, there's several theories I like, but I mean, I don't know what could
have
it all
you
mean?
Seen. Have you, or along with this as well, have you seen the supposed altar that the Jewish people have built to sacrifice the red heifer?
Yes, I have seen that.
The red heifer that they are supposedly getting, coming from a ranch in Texas, that is in the path of totality of the eclipse.
Yes. Yes. And apparently, listen, I don't know who the Houthis are, but apparently we're supposed to hate them because the legacy media tells us there's evil Houthis. But apparently Hamas is not happy that those red heifers are over there. No, this is the Palestine.
Palestinians would not be happy, no.
No, they are not happy that the red heifers are over there. I'm sitting here like, guys, is it up to man to decide when God's going to come back? Can we actually put things in motion? Was somebody called to do this, or are they just like, nope, you know what? I've had enough. Get me a red heifer.
Yeah, that information, I guess, that's out there. That one, I mean, that is a thing that has to happen, right? They have to sacrifice the red heifer. That consecrates them being able to build the third temple, which is all end time stuff that happens, that the Bible says is supposed to happen. Now, you look on X or Instagram or TikTok or whatever and watch videos about this, and it talks about they're trying to get the Antichrist to raise up so that they can, that's who's technically supposed to be the Jewish Messiah, and all the different theological things that kind of go with it, trying to, I guess, spur on the end times. To me, this is just my theory. This is just Lanceyism. It's a lot of just adding to the crazy of things happening in 2024. Like, I think it's just more legacy media putting more crazy out there just to keep people tuned up even more for all these things that have kind of been happening. This is kind of another moment like the aliens in Miami, or, you know, to me, that's what I think that, you know, who knows? It could very well be. I'm not saying that it's not, but it just feels like to me that it says in Scripture pretty blatantly, like, nobody knows. We don't work on God's timing. Our brains can't comprehend, like, you know, 1,000 years is a day to him. Like, we can't comprehend anything that he does. So to think that we're important enough to spur on the timing of the end times, I think is pretty selfish of us as a human people to think that.
You know, I thought this one time when my kids bought me a shirt for Father's Day that said, "My favorite people call me dad." I thought that was pretty arrogant. But to say that you're the guy that's going to pick the red heifer, the perfect one, because you know God, what he wants, and exactly, and then, you know, as far as I can see, didn't it say There'll be a time we'll look for signs and wonders and won't see them.
Yes.
They'll look and look, but they'll never see those signs or wonders or whatever. Yeah. Like, so, I mean, an eclipse is just that, right? An eclipse.
I mean, we had an eclipse in, what, 2018 or 17, whatever it was. Yeah. So I remember, like, we took all the kids out on the football field, and we had little glasses or whatever. And
yeah.
And like music going, it was a big deal at all because it's cool. Like it's an anomaly. It's a neat thing to see. Like
yeah, it's awesome.
It's a great teaching thing for kids. Like this is a neat thing that doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah.
But to act like it's some sort of, I don't know, part of some divine plan to alter the course of history, I think that's a little much. Now, are they going to, government going to use this as some way to drop another COVID pandemic, like have some another event like that? That's very possible. Absolutely. You're going to have millions of people on this area all crammed together watching this thing. It would be easy to release something. Yes, absolutely it would be.
Yeah.
Is that a possibility? I think so. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I definitely see it being a possibility.
So, in that kind of mindset, you know, are they just trying to get us ready for whatever, you know, aliens? Have you seen the New York Times latest story?
No.
It turns out the deep state is actually kind of awesome.
Oh yeah, of course it is.
So that tells me right off the bat, New York Times is a legit news item. I mean, that is where you need to get your information.
How far have we come in 8 years that the deep state didn't exist? There was no such thing to now the New York Times is essentially saying, yeah, there is a deep state, but it's okay. It's here to help you.
Yeah, they're awesome. These people, you'll own nothing and you'll love it. Remember that?
That has happened. So quickly.
You'll own nothing and you love it. And you'll
here's one thing too, like for all of Trump's faults, and he has many, he opened the eyes of the general public to how corrupt the media is.
Yes.
He was able to he successfully did that. Like he made people realize that, you know what? They're just feeding us whatever they want to feed us. Like they're not really telling us the truth.
Yeah, he just called them out for what they were.
Yes.
Like, no, fake news.
Fake news.
fake news. You know, some of the best news. That's fake news.
I want Trump to get reelected for one reason and one reason only. So I can hear him say China 100 times.
Have you seen how they've blown up over him using the phrase bloodbath?
And then our boy Elon like put the whole thing out.
Yeah.
If you just took 2 minutes and watched the whole thing, I'm not saying I'm a Trump fan. I'm not, but like,
yeah.
If you just watched the whole thing, he was obviously talking about the audio industry.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be a problem.
But I mean, it's not everybody's fault when I understand I'm not going to sit and watch. Well, me personally, I don't want to watch any legacy media. I want to get independent journalists that are unbiased and just telling me the facts,
right. You know,
and just telling me what I actually want to hear is what's going on. But, you know, when you're red or blue, dude, you know, you're not going to watch. If you're red, you're not sitting around watching CNN and MSNBC because all those guys are full of shit. And if you're blue, you're not watching Fox or anything else. You're just getting your news from this side. So, and dude, like Morning Joe, some kind of nationwide talk show. I don't know if it's a podcast or a radio station or whatever it is. But the dude's sitting there saying, and everybody's just saying he was talking about the car industry like that, and saying that like he wasn't, like sitting there making it like they're the idiots.
Very obvious that he was. Like, just watch the clip.
He said Mexico has taken over 34% of the auto making industry. China is building two plants down there, and they think they're going to bring them across the border with no taxes. If I'm elected, I'll put 100% tariff on them. If I'm not elected, he said, I promise you, it'll be a bloodbath in the car industry. He said car industry.
Yep. It's, I know. It's,
and look, you guys know I'm a Bobby Kennedy guy. It's just, you got to be fair when you got to be, and I'm not going to be mad if Trump wins, dude. Like, I feel like he could do some good if they allow it.
Right.
But I don't want four more years of just trials and blocking him and making him shut down the country and then turn around like it was his. Remember when the Democrats said they would never take a Trump vaccine?
I do remember that.
They all said it. All of it. And then if you weren't taking the vaccine, you're an idiot. And then people are like, hey, I think the vaccine did something to me. No, you're a racist. That's what's wrong with you. You don't have a heart condition. You're just a dirty racist. And then people are dying. What is it? Myocarditis, pericardia. And dude, what was it? There's a news anchor now that's in the legacy media. She's like, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I've been healthy my whole life and now I've got pericardia. And I'm like, I can't tell you what happened. And it's,
but you try to have that, you tell that to people and they're like, you're like, you're the idiot. Like, no, that's not what's causing this.
Yeah, dude.
What's causing this is the racial global warming. That's what's causing this. Yeah. No, like,
it's the racist greenhouse gases. Nobody likes those bastards.
Yeah, it's interesting, and like that's why the circle back. That's why I think that all this stuff that you're seeing about this eclipse, like there have been many eclipses, and the moon has moved in front of the sun, and it's gotten dark for a while, and the moon has moved on, and it got light again, and everybody watched it, and then people went on with their lives.
Yep. Pretty much.
Which is what I pretty much think will happen with this next eclipse.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I will 100% be out in my yard or if I'm at work, wherever, I'll be out watching it.
Oh, yeah.
100% will be.
I'd like to be up in Ohio somewhere where it's going
to
get
dark. I would love to be somewhere where it was, yeah, that would be so cool. Mm-hmm. I think where we're at is like 80%, I think we get, and which will be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, but that would be, I think that's one of the things I'll do. I'll go up on the mountain there.
Yeah, it's cool. Go look, enjoy it, people.
Yeah.
Don't be worried that the world's ending. Like,
and
enjoy the anomaly that it is. It's cool.
If it brings the rapture in, then I hope you're right, man. That's I'm gonna take the purgatory exit.
We'll just
you guys go on. I ain't got enough gas to make it. Oh, man. But yeah, dude, it is getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And I listen to Russell Brand. He puts out a podcast every day. It's only about an hour, you know, but he does one every day talking about, it's called the Stay Free or something like that with Russell Brand. Dude, he goes over global politics and global world issues. And this dude, and he's a liberal. Like, he'll straight up tell you. But he is calling them out like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, he's taking it. He's like with the Elon Musk and the Don Lemon thing. It was so clear that Don Lemon was just bringing.
Was in a room that was with a man who was way too smart for him.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And what did he do as soon? And it's like, Elon Musk said he will pay for independent journalism. He will not pay for more CNN crap or something like that. CNN is whatever he said about him. But
my favorite part of the interview too, not Lemon's asking him some racially motivated question or some DEI. I don't remember exactly what it was, but Elon was like, I don't have to answer that. I don't have to answer that. I'm not going to answer that. I don't have to answer that.
Yeah. I liked what he told him. Be careful how you phrase your questions. Like, or what questions you phrase them. Like, damn. Elon's a damn shark, dude.
I can listen to Elon talk
all
about
day.
Stuff just all day long.
All day. I love the way he talked. And dude, you could tell, like, that guy's autistic, but or something.
And a couple of times, too, Don Lemon tried to ask a question in a way that would kind of trap him, right?
Yeah.
And Elon would be like, well, you're right. I agree. But I'm also right. And this is why.
Yeah. And he goes on The View to make himself feel better. Like, I think being fired by Elon Musk is a badge of honor. Like, nobody gives a shit what you bitches think.
Somebody does, because the people, they're still making TV shows every day.
Dude, no way, people. But let's just say it. I hate this word, boomers. You know who's watching them.
At home, mom.
It's the older than us generation, I should say. We're getting to be the older generation, dude.
100%.
That's crazy.
We sound like two old curmudgeon men too, are complaining about stuff.
Yeah, dude. I was talking at work with those dudes. They were talking about 9/11. I was like, yeah, I was in basic training and all that. And this guy was like, I was like three. Like, what? Then you talk to some other.
It happened a couple of years ago, but like I had kids in my class who weren't alive when that happened.
Yeah, that's crazy. So crazy, dude. But yeah, man, the world's going crazy. It's going crazy. And I'm just glad that we have a place we can vent about it and allow others to vent about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we're ready to start scheduling guests again. So I'm going to put that out there, dude.
Okay.
Because I've got a couple already lined up. I should have reached out to Dick Meadows. He's got some cool thing I'll tell you about after we're done recording. I'm going to get Dick from the Counter Cult over here. He's got some pretty cool subjects.
Wow.
But, yeah, dude. I don't know how you feel about it. I feel pretty good about this one.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the longest episode we've ever done, but...
No.
Hey. World's going crazy. We're just trying to keep... I think an hour?
Oh.
It doesn't give you a timer on here. I just kind of look down at the clock here once in a while. That's how I keep time. I wish you had a timer and some... I've been meaning to set a timer for myself so I could write it down on specific parts, because that's why I'm going to start making these short clips. And then I'll know exactly where to go on these videos. But yeah, dude, this was a lot of fun, man.
Absolutely.
And guys, you know where you can find us. We're still on the Instagram. Heavily on the Instagram. Honestly, if you guys add us on there, send us a message. Every once in a while, I remember to check message requests and go over there and be like, oh, cool, fans of the show. But, and I think Justin still jumps over there sometimes too. But
when he's able to.
When he's able to do anything.
He's just been so deep in the portal. We're just getting concerned about him.
I'm telling you.
Well, he must not be too far in the portal for the last conversation we had, but he's in there, obviously.
He's in there.
It's a very selective portal. We'll say that.
We don't even know if we'll get the original Justin back. Yeah, so that's
a possibility, which actually might be a good thing.
You know, we could end up.
He was getting a little fussy there towards the end.
Hopefully, wherever he ends up, he's with the original Jay from Cryptids of the Corn, because they got Jay clones now. That's
true.
Each episode. So we might be getting clones. I don't know. Probably a Nephilim portal baby, one of Jell's. He'll come back as a Justin. But yeah, guys, look us up. Like I said, most likely on Instagram. You got the Appalachian Intelligence @gmail.com. I did it, didn't I?
Yeah, it's okay.
But it just rolls off the tongue better when you say the Gmail. But guys, shoot us the email. Shoot us your stories. If you want to come on the show, hit us up. We are not picky with who we talk to. We'll talk to any of you. Try us. Just try. You'll see. But until next time.
Love yous mean it.
We'll see y'all later.